Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
As our weather and climate change, there's plenty of speculation about issues that we might face in relation to our food. One way that any of us can counteract these is by reducing the amount of food that we waste in the first place. And we're going to hear about that on Ours to Protect this morning. Today, our good news for the Northwest also relates to food. County Leitrim has been found to be the second most veggie-friendly county in Ireland. Leitrim has the most vegetarian takeaway options per capita in the country, with an impressive 23 for every 10,000 people, followed by Galway with 10 and Kerry with 9. Each county was scored on its number of veggie-friendly restaurants, the number of vegetarian takeaway options, as well as how many locals are searching for vegetarian recipes online. Vegetables are relevant to today's topic because after bread, vegetables, fruit and salad are the foods that are thrown out most often in Irish homes. Shelley Long is a researcher at ATU Sligo, and at a taste test in the ATU, she gave us some background on food waste.
You ever seen these symbols around?
Yeah.
With all the different sustainable development goals.
Zero hunger, number two. It's very important because there's a lot of food insecurity. So by trying to use that food waste, we're helping. Maybe making new products that might work for people or teaching people how to use stuff that they might have thrown away. And the food waste one is in SDG 12, which is responsible consumption and production. So it's looking at how we produce our food and what we can do to improve that. And the target is to reduce the food waste, so reduce it by 50%. So there is that target there now. We have 8 years left to meet that target. So hopefully we can all work together, consumers and industry.
How much have we reduced it by now?
Don't know that target off, because we've only literally started measuring properly. And then the European Commission are going to send targets specifically to each country based on the figures that they've given them in terms of how much waste we have. So they'll see how much waste each country is producing, and then they'll say, right, to meet the target, you need to reduce this by a certain amount. And then we have to work really hard to try and meet those targets, and everybody has to do it.
Shelley and her colleague, Maria Dermicki, are looking to develop new products using vegetables that are usually discarded as waste. We're joining them as they carry out a blind tasting of one of these products with some school students.
Do you know what was there in the soup? Can you guess?
That was the first one.
You're very good, actually.
Because the first one was green and there's quite a lot of green in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So indeed, the first one was the greener one, and it contained
carrot peels.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to waste them.
Generally, when we buy carrots, we get a bag like that, and we don't even see this green, but we now know that we can use this green, and that's what we've done. We've taken the tops off the carrots, and we've taken any bits, the peelings, and we put that in that bowl. So the first soup that you tasted was made totally from the produce that we might normally throw away. We had some celery and we had some leek. So the leek that we used the green part is in the first soup.
And
that's the bit that you normally throw away.
Now, if you knew what was there in the soup, what do you think? Would you like it or not?
Well, I probably would have tasted it.
Yeah,
I would
have to taste it first.
So you have tasted that soup that contained all these ingredients that usually we would throw away, and you really liked it. And the second one is the soup that, you know, we would make with the ingredients usually that we would use at home.
Yeah. So what you can do then is actually use all of it, put the two together, and make a big bowl of soup with it. And then you're not wasting anything. Mm-hmm.
So Shelley prepared the soup just using the waste. Do you want to weigh how much she would use? This is the amount that she would put inside the soup. So the carrots, the celery, the leek. So how much is it?
337.
337. Let's see now how much we would waste. all these ingredients that were in the soup that you ate earlier, and it, that was the one that you liked the most of you. Do you want to put that in here and weigh that?
See how much it is.
How much is
235.
235. So we would throw away 235 of ingredients and nutrients. They would go to waste. But now we made them into a soup that you really liked, isn't it?
And there's lots of fiber and lots of vitamins and lots of minerals in there that we need to keep us all healthy. So if we start using the greens more, we'll get more fiber, because a lot of Irish people don't have enough fiber in their diet, and that will help us to stay nice and healthy. So there's plenty of good reasons to be consuming.
But we have to be careful always that they are good enough to be used, because if they reach that point where you start getting mold, then we can't be using them.
There are any number of tips for preventing food waste in our homes. Planning our meals and our shopping, and keeping a close eye on what's in our fridge seem to be basic things, but better habits here really can help us to waste less. The stopfoodwaste.ie website is packed with ideas and helpful hints for organising our food better, as well as ideas for using up food that might otherwise be wasted. A really good place to start, if you're interested in this, is to get an overview of what food is being wasted most in your home by recording it for a week or two. There's a handy food waste recording sheet on stopfoodwaste.ie that will allow you to do just that. You might be surprised at what the results are.